Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, the second day of August, 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Bicklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE, 90.9 FM over the air in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere else on the planet Earth from our website, ksje.com. We also welcome our viewers who are watching this program. The visual radio program is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us this morning, everybody, because coming up, our focus today, our monthly commitment to CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County. We'll be talking about 100% New Mexico and San Juan County, also about the importance of childcare and the availability of childcare across our region. That and more coming up with my guest in the next few moments here on KSJE. Then later on this hour at 8:50 a.m., I'll be joined by Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She'll be telling us about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including that stunning cat you see on the screen right there. That is Aniston, and Aniston's available this week at the shelter, as well as many, many more, and we'll tell you all about them coming up later on this hour. Mick Hess is back next hour, Roving with the Arts, our daily classical music program, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. And if you're an Instagram person, don't forget you can connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. They're all over the place. Take a look. It's places like iTunes and Spotify and iHeartRadio Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Pandora Podcasts. The list goes on and on. So we hope you will check us out and subscribe and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed. And so that's also available for free, of course. Outside our studios this morning, it is mostly cloudy at the moment. We are expecting a partly cloudy day today. I'll say partly sunny, be more optimistic. 92 degrees for a high today in Farmington, maybe a 20% chance of a scattered shower developing, but it's not even showing up on our map today. Clear overnight with a low of 62, then tomorrow, partly sunny skies again on Wednesday with a high of 94. Maybe a bigger chance of rain showers developing again in the latter part of the week, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as you can see, with highs still near 90 and overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. Well, let me introduce my guest who is here with me this morning once again to talk about CHIC, the Community Health Improvement Council of San Juan County, the work she does with child care across New Mexico, and the 100% San Juan County organization. Kathy Price is back here with me to talk with me this morning about all these different things. She slowed down just long enough to come and visit with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you this morning?
You know, it's August and it's a beautiful morning in San Juan County.
It really is. That's very true. Well, it's great to have you here. As I mentioned, you're involved with a lot of things. And so you kind of have a long title and a lot of different titles, right, with the work that you are doing with child care and the 100% San Juan County organization, correct?
Correct. And I'm here because I got involved with CHIC, because I've found out in this work with child care, education, whatever field you're in, we have to work together if we want to stop putting Band-Aids on issues, and we need to get down to root causes and how we can really make a difference.
Right. And child care seems to be one of those things, right, that may help us kind of set things up for better outcomes in the future, right? If we can help kids at these very early and impressionable ages, right, as they're developing and in need of maybe some kind of child care services?
Oh, definitely. 90% of a child's brain is already formed by the time they're five. So those first few years are of extreme importance, and we have so many wonderful options here in New Mexico and San Juan County. We have 96 registered home providers alone in our county. We have many preschools of all different sizes and types to meet people's needs. And what's really cool right now is in the United States, New Mexico is number one in supporting parents and helping pay for child care. So don't use, oh, I can't get child care because it's too expensive, and I can't find a job because I don't have child care. We can help you through all that.
Okay, and that's good to hear, because sometimes the number one that we're on those lists aren't the good lists, and this is a good list to be on for number one.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
So I'm glad to hear that. And I wanted to point out, too, that I think the state has been really trying to focus on child care and making it available and affordable in all corners of our state. And we know what a vast state we have, and that can be difficult in some areas.
Right. And we just don't want child care. We want quality child care. In fact, just this yesterday, a new grant opened to help with the planning and the materials that classes need to, you know, grow that those skills in the staff and the people that work with kids.
Good to know. Very good. And of course, we learned this, I think, even coming out of the pandemic, right? How important access to childcare was when we were all stuck at home and we were with the kids, and that worked out okay. But now that people are trying to get back to work and things are opening back up, again, that importance of childcare. What do we do if both mom and dad are trying to work and support the family?
And parenting is tough. There are no manuals you read. There's nothing, no tests to take before becoming a parent. And so what are those skills? And a lot of it, you depend on how you were raised. So if you were raised in a dysfunctional, very stressful family, that might be normal. And we know that that's not the best thing for kids. So we are here to help you. There's wonderful professionals at all levels in our county to really help parents and families navigate through all this and figure it out with, you know, not a strain to the pocketbook.
Right. And that's been kind of one of the things, right, that the child care is expensive. Quality child care is expensive for sure. And so a lot of families maybe are struggling. And as you mentioned, the state is putting together some resources to help parents be able to find affordable, quality child care. And I'm showing a bit of a poster on the screen right now about how folks can do that, right, how they can reach out and get matched up maybe with some providers.
Excellent. Yes. And we've got, you know, it doesn't cost anything to apply to find out how much do you qualify for, because it's on a sliding scale. But a family of four who makes $111,000 or less and both parents are working, they qualify for help. So, you know, there's really no reason for the majority of New Mexicans not to search that out and to find it out. Plus, we have a lot of slots open in our programs in San Juan County.
Okay, good to know. And so as we go through there, we can see a little bit more of the information of what that means. And there are some of the other income levels there on the right-hand side of that poster, right? And so that's kind of what folks can kind of be looking at. And I guess the easiest thing is just to apply and see where they fit.
Exactly, yeah. Start asking questions, gather that documentation, go find the birth certificates, go find, you know, all of that information that you'll have to have and organize that, and then you're ready to go.
Okay, very, very good. And of course, there's a couple of websites here for the radio audience. I will announce those so folks who are listening on the radio can check it out as well. But the website is nmececd.org, right?
Right. That's a new department, just started about 2 years ago, the Early Childhood and Education Care Department.
Gotcha.
And it's right on the same level as the Public Education Department, but we're really focusing on those early childhood years from prenatal with birthing classes, breastfeeding classes, all the way until they get into the school age.
Right. A new cabinet level department in our state.
Exactly.
Is what that is,
yes.
Right? And of course, so it's nmececd.org. And click on Apply for Services. There's also a phone number, 800-691-9067. That's 800-691-9067. Again, for more details on what we're talking about this morning, at least having access to this affordable quality child care in San Juan County and actually all across the state.
Right.
Gotcha. And so you mentioned a lot of slots available, and so that's got to be important too, right? Because I imagine there's a big demand for quality childcare as parents are wanting to go back to work and things along that line. Is there enough capacity for maybe all these kids that need this type of childcare?
Right now we do have capacity in different levels. And again, it depends if you live in Aztec. I know Echo Preschool has some openings. We also have a brand new program from birth to age 2 in Aztec through the college. So also, it depends on what philosophy do you like. Do you like more play-based programs? Do you like more academic programs? So we have the entire range in our county.
Okay, good to know as well, and give parents a little bit of choice in that regard as well.
Exactly.
Got it. Very good. I want to ask you a bit about your work with 100% San Juan County, because that kind of meshes into what we're talking about.
It definitely meshes in, and that's how I found out about 100% Community, the whole statewide initiative that's run out of NMSU right now. And I'm very excited because in the works is a regional coordinator for San Juan, McKinley, and Cibola counties. And that's really going to help cement the work that we've started here in the last 8 months here in the county.
Got you. And so the idea being is that as we look at all of our areas of community in these different areas, how they can all work together. There's a graphic kind of showing gears and them all working together and moving in unison kind of a thing to help improve the communities that they serve, right, or that they're in.
Exactly. For example, you don't need childcare if you don't have transportation to get there. If you don't have housing, you don't know where you're going to be living. If you don't have that food security and job training. And so we all have to work together rather than the silos that have been very prevalent in the past in our state. So we've got to kind of put those aside and come together and say, hey, this is how we can all coordinate our services.
And it sounds a lot like what CHIC does, right? The Health Improvement Council has been trying to bring people together, I think, at least what I've learned from doing these interviews every month with them, to try to, you know, explain what's going on and not maybe duplicate services, but learn what else is available in our communities.
Oh, and we're really big for 100% San Juan Initiative is not to duplicate and to realize that we've got CHIC, we've got United Way, we've got Parent Supports, we've got San Juan College. But again, people work so hard in those that sometimes they don't see what's happening right across the street. And so 100% Community is to recognize that in the entire realm of those 5 surviving and 5 thriving services that everybody needs, rather than just focusing on one or two, that they really are all connected.
And you had an event for 100% San Juan County not too long ago. Gosh, just a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
Hey, yes, and that is the arts. We've got to bring the arts and all of that to get all parts of our community. And so Inspire Heart, a nonprofit from Aztec, and Flo Trujillo's The Art in the Alley, sponsored by the Art Council and the Merriam Foundation, was nice enough to support a mural painted on the outside of Connect Space in downtown Farmington. We had the Redcoats there.
There they are. Right, there they are.
There.
Perfect.
We had a great time.
Nice. Very good. And this is part of the much larger Art in the Alley project, which if you haven't walked through the alleys in downtown Farmington, it has a very different connotation, I would say. When I tell people to walk through the alleys, they look at me like I'm crazy, but these are some really beautiful pieces of artwork. And so there's one more now that's been added from this 100% San Juan County organization.
Right. And we hope that this is just the beginning. And we also had San Juan Symphony there playing. And when those kids that maybe have never even heard the word symphony were sitting in front of them, you could just watch their eyes and they just glowed with the music. And so that's a very important part of all of our culture here in San Juan County, and we want to recognize that.
Right. Well, and again, to remind folks that we have a symphony. I'm a board member of the symphony, so I'm so thrilled that they were included in this event. That's wonderful. To be able to share the music with different audiences, and that's the whole idea, right? And to remind people that we have this great talent in our community. Can you tell us a little bit about the mural, of what it represents?
Well, the mural is a yucca, and Lorinda Warren, who is a brand new Early Childhood Coalition coordinator here in San Juan County, she came up with the idea of a yucca. And so we took that, and the pods on there, you can't really see, you know, if you're looking on the radio right now, or you can't look on the radio.
I don't. We're a very confusing radio station, but yes.
Anyways,
on the screen.
Each of the pod represents one of the 10 areas, from housing to parent supports to youth mentorship, all of that. And so it really symbolizes what we're about here in San Juan County and part of our culture in the county, which is very different than the culture from Hobbs, New Mexico, or Penasco, or Raton.
Very true.
So we're very unique, but at the same time, we all have the same needs. We have more in common than differences.
Sure, sure. Very true. And are the pods kind of floating away from the yucca in, out into the community? Is that what I'm getting from the image,
what
or
hoping,
what I'm interpreting?
Yes. Yes, and we hope this is just the first of many murals to be
right.
To be printed, I mean painted.
Sure, sure. Well, there's a lot, certainly a lot more space to go. And I know with the support, as you mentioned, of the Northwest New Mexico Arts Council and the Marion Family Foundation, there's probably a lot more to come from the Art in the Alley project. But this is a constant reminder of the work that you all are doing at the 100% San Juan County. And so go ahead, tell me more about what you're planning. Are you going to be at the fair?
We will have a display at the fair,
okay,
along with the County Extension and the 4-H Project. Bonnie Hopkins and Augusta Alm are spearheading that. We're all volunteers in 100% community right now in San Juan County because we all have other jobs and other responsibilities, but we realize the importance of all of this. Also, we're very excited because we are hiring a full-time regional coordinator for San Juan County, McKinley, and Cibola County. And that person will be dedicated to really helping grow this initiative. The most important thing right now, though, is finding out information post-COVID on what barriers actually exist right now in people's lives. So we have a survey that I really want to push that everybody take. And this survey basically will take about 10 minutes for you to fill out. We'd like you to be at least 18 or older and tell us your experiences with the different services. Do you have access to medical care, access to dental care, behavioral health, all of those, and if not, why? And by using then that data, then we can have 10 action teams, and those action teams will then have a project. It might be a project that's already happening, but that we can tweak it to better meet the needs based on the evaluation. So 100% community has a beautiful model that really connects with the needs in our county.
Got you. And to really maybe kind of drive some of these decisions maybe in the future too, to go back to the survey to say, well, this is what we came up, this is why we're making these decisions, because this is what the community said they have problems with or they need help with.
And then we can measure it.
Yeah.
And that's how you figure out if you're making strides to meet the needs of 100% of our community.
Right. So on the screen right now, point your phone at your radio. There is a QR code, but you can go on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook and find the video for this program and point your phone at the QR code, and that will take you to that survey, which you said takes about 10 minutes.
Exactly. And we're also on Facebook, 100% Community, San Juan County. We're on Instagram.
Right. All those places.
All
so the,
those
that
places.
QR code would be on those places,
yes,
too, probably
the
too.
Survey links,
yep.
And I'll put them up again today.
Okay, there you go, and we'll add it to the comments in our social media posts as well. So
awesome.
that's important. Is there a deadline, Kathy, that you want folks to go take this survey? I imagine you can't have it open forever.
Well, we can't, but we're thinking about for 3 months.
Okay, so
you know,
a while.
We're going to have it at the fair. Hopefully, mm-hmm. People will be walking by, and the easiest way to do it is with that QR code now on your phone. And
right.
Boom, 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 and answer it.
But there you go. That'll be good.
Go.
And I wanted to make sure folks knew that you'd be at the fair, so that if they're hearing the program today and then they're at the fair and they might click and say, oh yeah, I heard them on the radio, and then they can come over and get more information about what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yes. And there'll be people there to answer questions. I'm available anytime. People can email or call me and you can put that information up.
Right.
Because that's our job, is to really help connecting people.
Sure. And so it sounds like the 100% organization is pretty well established here in Northwest New Mexico. As you mentioned, they're hiring this full-time coordinator position. And there are other counties in the state, but not every county has this organization, right? It's kind of growing in other parts of the state?
It is growing. It's right now in about 12 to 14 counties in different stages. And San Juan County is one of the newest ones. There's mm-hmm. other counties like San Miguel and Rio Riba, Doña Ana, that have been around a lot longer and have had other funding through other sources. So part of it is a funding issue. That's why we're very excited to get this regional coordinator. And we're always looking for ideas. I mean, there's I think a really fun idea here in San Juan County would to be have one huge place, like an old bank or a large building that's sitting unused, where somebody could go one stop and find out about food and behavioral health. And right now we have centers that do some of those individually, but not everybody together. And that could be a family center. Another thing we want to work on is building more community schools in our area, because out at Blanco versus out at Nageezi, you know, those people just can't run into Farmington and then run around all these different places. So we really want to coordinate services and put them so people can easily access everything.
That's another big key, right? And you mentioned, I know, transportation earlier, and that's another issue. We got gas prices, although they are coming down. We're grateful to see that. But that, you know, can be a hindrance to families, right? If all of a sudden your fuel budget goes way out of whack because gas prices have gone up than what they were used to being a couple months ago, that could be a problem if you're driving 20 miles to the grocery store or to school or to work every day.
Oh, it's a huge problem is transportation. And I think, but also if you look what happened during COVID when the school district started delivering lunches and delivering things with the buses. So we've got things out there that we can use in these wonderful facilities in the schools, but we just have to think outside the box.
Right.
And that's what this allows us to do.
True. Very true. And we saw a lot of that during COVID for sure. I remember the, I think it was Bloomfield Schools that was delivering workbooks to the grocery store because they knew that folks would be coming in their district to the store, to the farmer's market there in Bloomfield, and could pick up the packets for their kids because some of those families didn't have internet access. And so it was old paper and pads and notebooks, and that's what got them through some of those months and weeks. So that was a good story that came out of that. I remember that very, very clearly. With your other job that you have, Kathy Price, about regional child care coordinator, again, talking more about the availability of child care and these child care centers and making that more accessible to people, that's another part of the work that you are doing.
It is, because we know my area is northwest, north central New Mexico, and I'm a New Mexico person my whole life, so I know our state and I know the cultures. And I know we also have a transient population that moves from Gallup to Shiprock and goes with the gas wherever the jobs might be, or with the racetracks or something like that. And so it's really important that we coordinate all of these. And that's why talking to people over in Taos or up in Cuesta or down in Cuba. Cuba is starting a book club about 100% community also. So we hope to, you know, share our resources and get that energy going, because the answers are out there. There's nothing in this that we can't do. We just have to figure out who are the champions, basically, where is the money, and let's get projects started.
There you go. See, but you're right. But it does take some effort and some money, usually, to see this through. And, of course, it seems like the state is stepping up to kind of put their money where their mouth is a little bit.
That's how this started, through the Anna Age 8 Institute and a book called Anna Age 8. And then that grew into 100% community. So we don't have those adverse childhood experiences and impacting children's lives that then, you know, stick with them all the way till their adulthood and old age.
Right. Very, very true. And breaking that cycle, I guess, too, which is a part of it, which in many states, that's just generational, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so this would be one way to maybe try to change that. You mentioned putting Band-Aids on things. And so we're trying not to do that anymore.
Oh, and I've been in this county over 40 years. And so I've helped put those Band-Aids on issues.
Right.
And then it's like, it's the same problem. It's the same problem. And so we've got to go upstream and get people before they fall in.
Right, right. And need the Band-Aid. So
yes.
If we can avoid that whole thing, that's what we're working to accomplish. And I hear that a lot from my friends at the United Way and other organizations as well. And I think, you know, we're making small steps in that direction, but it sounds like your group and a lot of folks that work with you want to take bigger steps and get there quicker.
I think we can help all those people taking small steps to keep going, and to together those small steps can, you know, change into one large step.
There you go. Very good. Before we run out of time this morning, Kathy Price, what else do we need to share with everyone? The reminder of the child care that's available in the
yes,
state?
Yes, and, you know, we're getting ready to gear up for school going back. There's going to be a lot of opportunities out there in the early childhood, parenting classes, work on social-emotional workshops. So there's a lot of support countywide. If you're curious, search us out, find us on social media, contact me. There's a lot of cool things happening in our county, so we want you to be in the know.
Okay, very true. Or keep watching us,
yes,
right?
There you go. This is an awesome service that you offer the community.
Well, thank you. We're here for that, and the community supports us, and so it works both ways, and that's important too.
Right, and there's a back-to-school fair this weekend that Tana McCall is putting on at the Civic Center, so everybody show up there. I think you'll have a lot of fun at that event too. And then of course the county fair coming up. So there's a lot of support out there for families and community members.
Very true. And when we talk about back to school, I think I remember that this weekend is a tax-free shopping weekend.
Exactly.
For back to school.
Yep.
So there's that event going on as well. But a lot of things, I think a lot of positive things going on. I think again, the state has recognized that this is an area that maybe needs some attention and things that maybe only the state can do in their capacity with a large amount of dollars and efforts and things like that. This whole new cabinet level department, I think, is another indication that the state is saying this is a really important thing in our state and we need to really put some resources towards it and behind it.
Exactly. And they've been up here and listening tours and listening to us. We have monthly calls. So we really are working on that communication, because if you don't have that communication, it all kind of falls apart and we're all doing our own things again and we find ourselves back in silos. So we're really trying to coordinate all of this work.
And the communication is important as long as it goes both ways, right? Because I think sometimes, and we love our friends in the Rio Grande corridor, but sometimes their voices are louder than some others. And so I hope that there's a lot of listening going on from the far corners of the state as well. And I think that's true.
Right. And, 100% community is, we're trying to stay very apolitical, that we're not, on one side or the other side, but we're in the side of the families and their needs. What is really needed? Do you need help getting job training? Well, let me hook you up with a brand new program. If you like radio broadcasting, you were just telling me about a intern program you have, or
right,
a job training program. So there's all kinds of options, but sometimes we don't even know what we don't know.
That's for sure.
And so getting out there and listening and talking to people and networking is what's important. And the chamber has done a great job also with those events.
Right.
The Farmington Coffees and the After Hours events. So there's a lot of really wonderful things to do and to find out here, but you just have to kind of keep your ears open.
That's true. Very true. Well, and a lot of reasons to celebrate our community here. And we seem to have plenty of opportunities to do that, which is great. Not everyone has that.
Exactly. And we're an outdoor community. I'm into horses and the equine industry. And so we have that. We have the river industry. We have the hiking. We have the four-wheelers. And so we all have commonalities and we all have our areas of interest. But the underlying needs that we have, those are the 10 needs that everybody needs, no matter where they are on the spectrum.
Very true. Very true. Kathy Price, I always learn so much when I talk with you, and I appreciate it very much. I don't know where you find the time to do all that you do, but we appreciate it.
Well, I get energy from my friends and being around other like-minded people, so thank you.
Well, there you go. Wonderful. It's great to see you as always. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. That's Kathy Price, my guest this morning here on KSJE, talking about child care throughout San Juan County and throughout New Mexico. She is one of the regional child care coordinators with the state and the department. My guest this morning here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.